Unit 11. Sports Crazy. 1. Are you game enough to skydive without a parachute?
It sounds crazy, and it probably is. Skydive from a plane or helicopter without a parachute and land safely? Impossible, I hear you cry. Not if you're wearing a wingsuit. Do you have what it takes to become the next Gary Connery? Connery was the first person to jump 730 metres from a helicopter in his specially designed suit. The 42-year-old stuntman flew for nearly a mile, reaching speeds of over 129 kilometres per hour before touching down safely on a bed of 18,600 cardboard boxes. Connery, fresh from his flight, said that it was an amazing experience. Suit designer Maria von Egede explains that the suit slows down the person's rate of descent to about 48 kilometres an hour. Now you too can don a wingsuit. Full training is given before the jump. Only experienced skydivers will be given the go-ahead to jump. Arrange your jump by calling 555 6758 or visiting our website at www.wingsuit.com.
2. Gymnastic wheels specifications.
Wheel sizes. When deciding on a wheel, the following must be borne in mind. Wheels should be the correct size for the performer. Performers should be able to slightly bend one arm when standing upright on the footboards with both hands on inner handles. Diameter of a wheel ideally will be 35 to 40 centimetres greater than gymnast's height. On delivery, check that all necessary parts have been included. The main parts of a wheel are outer handle, inner handle, handle rung, rim, stride rung, boards, board rungs, buckles and bindings, screws and bolts. Wheel assembly. All wheels must be assembled with the utmost care to avoid accidents and injuries. The following steps must be adhered to on assembly. Assemble four-part wheels in the correct order. Ensure that the two side pieces are facing the right way and that footboards are at the bottom and handles at the top. Rungs will be nearest the footboards once the side pieces have been fitted properly. Note, if side pieces have been reversed, users can incur serious injury. Check that all screws are correctly positioned and firmly tightened. Footboards are fastened down by four bolts, which can come loose with use. Please check and tighten these bolts at regular intervals. Maintenance work must be carried out to bindings and buckles on a regular basis. Ensure leather bindings are in good condition and have not become worn with use. Buckles must remain intact and fastened properly.
3. Fear factor success and risk in extreme sports.
Perception of risk in extreme sports varies from person to person. This study will examine what drives some people to embrace extreme risks while others are extremely safety conscious. Lester Kelly, a longtime coach and sports psychology coordinator for the US Ski and Snowboard Association, claims that not everyone has the mental makeup to excel in dangerous pursuits. Keller points out that most of us are prevented from taking extreme risks by a natural ceiling that holds us back. This, in turn, limits our ability to perform well in dangerous conditions. Others, however, have a much higher tolerance of fear and even crave risk. Psychologists believe that such people appear to possess a strong craving for adrenaline rushes and perceive thrill-seeking behaviour as a personality trait. This is a trait that extreme athletes have in common. Sports psychologist and professor at Western Connecticut State University, Shane Murphy, has carried out detailed studies of Olympians. Murphy concludes that while most people look at a risky situation and know that they would lose control in it, athletes feel confident that they wouldn't. They recognise the risk involved and do whatever they can to minimise it. It is this ability that enables them to take risks others would consider reckless.